Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Yeah, I just realized this. It's been a minute since we have gotten a female's email.
Yeah, what we like to call a role reversal.
Yes, so Dana is joining us for the show today. Dana, how we doing? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for giving me a call. And first and foremost, mornings in San Antonio haven't been the same since you guys have been here. You guys are doing such a great job.
Oh, Dana.
I love you guys.
I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on here? What are we doing today?
Here's the thing. So, you know, Turkey Day just passed, and I went ahead and wrote you guys a story, and I will admit I was a bit wasted, and I'm actually surprised that you guys were able to follow it, including me.
Well, look, we're glad you reached out in whatever capacity you wrote that in, but remind us what we're dealing with, and maybe it'll be a little more clear for us today.
Okay, so I went out with this guy, his name's Nick, and we went to this pumpkin patch. You know, we grabbed some PSLs, and then we tried to hit up a few thrift stores to find, you know, some ugly Christmas sweaters, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah. Love that.
And I know, right? I love that for me, too. It was a blast. And, you know, I have to say, like, it's been a while since I've been on the dating scene, so we had a lot of fun. And we went out that Monday before Thanksgiving. Or was that last Monday?
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Last Monday.
Okay. So, yeah. Last Monday. And during the date, we, like, planned to meet up again. And, you know, when you like somebody, I mean, you want to be with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how we were talking.
Okay. And then what? You never heard anything back?
Oh, no. I definitely heard back.
Oh. Okay.
And, in fact, we actually made plans to meet up that weekend.
Oh.
After Thanksgiving or whatever. But I got a little busy with work and stuff. So the next day, and I couldn't see him.
Okay.
And we were texting the whole time, though. And he starts to ask me about what my plans were for the holiday. And, of course, you know, I'm all about truth and establishing a great relationship coming out the door.
Okay.
I tell him that I lost my dad 2 years ago, and my sister's in Mexico with her family.
Yeah.
Right. So as you can imagine, I'm not going to be doing anything. So he decides that, you know, I can't spend time alone, which, green flag, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And he buys his family's Thanksgiving. And to be honest, I thought it was such a beautiful gesture. And I heard that second date y'all had where the person was all freaked out. But
I remember that.
I was so down.
Wow.
And I said, hey, do you need me to bring anything? And he's like, no, just bring yourself. I'm like, okay, this is cool. But we had this conversation one day, and he mentioned to me how he missed this, like, potato dish or whatever that his aunt used to make.
Right.
And I guess she doesn't make it anymore because she's got, like, arthritis or whatever.
Okay.
So, me being myself, I went out the way, and I thought, I should make this for him and his family. And I did.
Are you serious? You made something, you made a family dish for his family on Thanksgiving. How cool.
Look, not only did I make something, I made 8 pounds of something. I made 8 pounds of scalloped potatoes.
That sounds like too many potatoes.
What on earth?
And where did his family live? Did y'all have to travel?
Well, funny you ask, we would have had to. Because they live in Austin.
Okay.
But an hour before we were set to leave, he texted me. Doesn't even call me. He texts me to tell me that he talked to his mom and I've been uninvited.
What?
Like, what?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Katie, you feel me?
Yes.
Like, what the hell?
What's going on?
Yeah,
did he say anything?
Is there a reason?
I have no idea. So I'm like, all right, I'm standing there. I'm all dressed up. I got my hair done. I got my blowout going. I got my potatoes all packed up. Like, I'm essentially on the porch, and this fool doesn't even have the decency to call me.
Oh,
he texts me to tell me what's going on. Just a, hey, I don't think it's such a good idea that you should come by today. Talk to you later. That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so did you try to call him? Did you try to, like...
Of course I tried to call him, Frito.
Okay.
Like, explain yourself, dude.
Yes!
And do you think that he answered?
I'm a guess not.
Of course not. It went straight to his voicemail.
Hmm.
Now, in true Aries nature, I thought about sending him some kind of scathing text, but honestly, I was a little hurt.
Okay.
So I got myself together. I went back inside. I ate about 6 pounds of the potatoes of the salad myself and drank enough box wine to drown a cat.
Oh, my God.
My sweats on. And then that's when I got down on that computer.
And that's when you wrote us.
Exactly. Okay. That's who we are.
Well, okay, so it was kind of a venting situation, and I understand why you would.
Well, I'm glad you're putting him on blast.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, this is a second date update.
Yeah, the idea is to get a second date. So are you saying that, let's say, we get him on the phone, he explains himself, and I don't know, maybe there's a reason. No, there could always be a reason.
Do you want to go out with this guy again?
Yeah.
What I want is an explanation.
Okay.
I want to hear him tell me why his mom said I wasn't good enough, because I am good enough. For him or anyone out there listening, I have a great job. I own my own home. I've got a nice chunk of money saved up. I'm a total catch. Now, I've come out, I've resurged from my wallowing period, and I want him to realize what's on the line here.
Okay.
And that's me.
All right. Hey, I'm good with this. So have y'all talked at all since this whole thing went down?
Well, he has tried to text me a few flirty things here and there, but he won't address the actual elephant in the room, and I need to know what's going on and to really see whether or not we can move forward.
Okay.
Well, this should be interesting. We're going to call Nick, get him on the phone, and we will hopefully get you those answers. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
I feel for Dana.
That's okay.
I cannot imagine being in that scenario.
Before we get into this, there might be a reason. I don't know what's going on. It does seem weird that he kicked her voicemail and also not.
Why did he call her? Why did he text her?
There's got to be something going on
here.
And
now he's pretending like it didn't happen because he hasn't ghosted her completely. He just ghosted her on Thanksgiving.
Because that's brutal. Like the way she said, they obviously hurt her. Like that hurt. Like there's no way around that. But here we are, second date update. So let's do what we do.
Let's get Nick on the line. Think we've got him lined up. Hey, Nick, are you there? Nick?
Hey, yeah, Nick here. What's up?
Hey, Nick, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How are you?
Oh, Y100. Oh, no. Is this second date update? No.
Yes, it is, Nick.
No. Yeah, the ladies at work are always telling me to watch it or I'm going to end up on here.
Really?
And, yep. Damn it. Here I am. All right. Time to come clean. What I do?
Well, the question might be, what did someone else do? That's what we'd all like to know.
Yeah.
And if you personally aren't familiar with this, you mentioned the ladies at work.
Yeah.
But we're essentially calling to offer you a date do-over. So you can go out on a second date on our dime. You can do anything. You can go anywhere. Whatever. You just have to go out with someone that we pick.
So like some weird version of the dating game or something? Or they all on the phone right now? Hello, ladies.
Well, one woman is on the phone.
Is that Dana by chance? Well, hi, Dana. Also, are my exes hanging out with you too?
No.
It's just Dana. And she is, in fact, looking for answers this morning. She wants to know why, after a great date, you uninvited her to your Thanksgiving. Nick, what's that about?
Is that why you haven't been responding? Listen, I told you it's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal, Nick. You made me feel small and stupid.
Well, Nick, here's the thing. I think there's a possibility you might not be aware that Dana made a ridiculous amount of, like, what was it, 8 pounds of scalloped potatoes for you and your family based on your family's old recipe before you just decided, just yeet her right out of the festivities. Yeah.
Wait, you did what? Like, you made 8 pounds of potatoes?
Yeah. Like the ones you told me about that you described from your childhood. And you know it took me an entire day to get those right.
Look, I had no idea. You didn't say anything to me about that.
Well, if you'd answer the phone, I might could have mentioned that little fact.
Can you tell everyone, Nick, why she wasn't allowed to come home with you?
Yeah, like, why wasn't I good enough to come home with you?
It's not like that, I swear. Look, I talked to my mom, and she was just in a mood that day, and I just didn't think it would be a good idea to spring a new person on her, because, look, I hadn't asked beforehand or anything, and I just didn't want to deal with the drama, so I thought it would be best to avoid it altogether, and, you know, not put either of you in a potentially awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Excuse me? I know how to handle myself, Nick, but also, the thing is, why would you even invite me in the first place? You had 2 whole days to tell her what was going on, and then you made the decision not to?
look, I just thought it was the best way to handle it, you know, until it wasn't. I'm just, look, I'm allowed to change my mind. I mean, we only went on one date, and again, it's not the end of the world. Like, your plan was to do nothing, and you ended up doing nothing, like your original plan. So, hey, did you get your boss wine?
What? I mean, that's...
What in the narcissistic is going on here?
Well, look, she did, by the way, but you don't think that feels a little, like, harsh to understand that it's upsetting to be stood up for a holiday, especially...
Dude, and she put work into this!
And she told you about her family and everything. You don't see how that could be a really hurtful thing?
Very hurtful. I mean, I didn't ask her to do that, so no.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think she's also being a little ridiculous because, you know, plans do change. And I think I was well within my right to cancel on her. And honestly, like, I would do it again because based on this outburst, she wouldn't have been able to cope with my family anyway.
Really?
I'm like, she's, look, Dana, look, you seem really nice. You just also sound way too sensitive.
What?
And look, that said, I would still like to take you out again, but, you know, ball's in your court.
Huh.
Wow. No, absolutely no. You're who have no regard for other people's feelings.
I was thinking of my mom's feelings, so there's that.
Okay. Nice try, but no. You were thinking of your mom's feelings only when you realized you might potentially have to put forth a little effort.
True.
No way would I go out with someone like you.
Okay, well, thanks for the total waste of time, I guess. Do I still get a prize?
No.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Well, that sucks.
Well, guys, thank y'all for being on the show. Dana, at least we figured out what the hell was going on. We appreciate y'all taking the time, okay?
Well, I guess have fun being alone for the rest of the holidays.
Jeez, Nick.
Ew.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.